This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Friday, we'll get the latest reading on hiring and unemployment for March. Today, we'll get another guide for the economy, spending on construction in America, which had been booming up 54% in a year. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
There are advantages to building out manufacturing capacity in the U.S. and relying less on global supply chains.
It makes sense oftentimes to make more here, right? You can control quality a little bit better. You don't have some of the logistics challenges.
That's Chad Moutray, chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers. He says it helps that policymakers have been encouraging manufacturers to expand.
We had the Chips and Science Act, which is encouraging a lot more semiconductor production in the U.S. The Inflation Reduction Act encourages a lot of particularly battery production in the EV market to take place here.
That said, domestic manufacturing has a long way to go before the U.S. can start relying on its own products, says Teresa Fort, a professor at Dartmouth.
Imports are a lot higher than they were prior to COVID, and so that does not suggest a lot of reshoring or a lot of replacement of foreign goods by U.S. firms.
Meanwhile, Fort says U.S. manufacturers are still struggling to find workers, and labor costs are high. That means building out more manufacturing in the U.S. will be pretty expensive. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.